Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. As a major heat dome begins to intensify across the northern Rockies, Montana agricultural producers have a powerful new tool to combat baking temperatures and tracking dry soil. The Montana Climate Office has officially launched its new drought data dashboard, known simply as D3. It provides a lot of useful real-time information to farms and ranches. The championship run of the Bobcats means more games under the lights this year. Ace Sauerwein has the report.
Kickoff times have been announced for the upcoming season for both the Montana State Bobcats and the Montana Grizzly football programs. The defending national champion Bobcats will be getting plenty of national exposure as well as nighttime exposure. Five of the first six games will be at least a 6 o'clock kick, including the season opener at Utah Tech. That'll be an 8 o'clock kick. The Grizz will have their fair share of night games as well, including their season opener at home against Southern Utah. That'll be a 7 o'clock kick. And as is tradition, Montana versus Montana State will be a noon kick on November 21st in Bozeman. In Missoula, a Sauerwein, Montana State News Network.
Two experienced campers had a harrowing night in the Bighorn Mountains of Wyoming this past Sunday. According to Cowboy State Daily, Shauna K. Dale and Maggie Bassett were forced to abandon their campsite after an aggressive black bear refused to leave despite shouts, barking dogs, and they even fired a few warning shots. The women escaped to a cabin but returned the next morning to find their gear completely shredded. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department confirmed the incident and is monitoring the area, urging campers to secure all their food sources. The race for Montana Senate seat seeing a massive surge in campaign cash. Independent candidate Seth Bodner announcing his campaign raised over $1.8 million in the second quarter of 2026. That brings his total fundraising to more than $3.2 million since launching his independent run for Senate back in March. This is the Montana State News Network.